Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk Communities. Prophet David Howard Jr. with another broadcast for your learning. We're continuing this series on money, power, and sex. I'd like to start this out by telling you once again to come out of all of these religions, all. Christianity is the Knights Templar 2017. It's a product of Rome. And like I say all the time, there's Christians that are saved. You're not saved from being a Christian. You're saved by faith in the Most High and faith in what his Messiah did. When he sent his son to be the required sacrifice to pave the way back. Now, I know it's a lot of people out here that continue to sin as if because he died on the cross that you somehow can just do whatever you want to do. You say you're under grace or whatever. But the Bible says he shall judge every man according to his works. In other words, whether you make it to the marriage supper or whether you make it to the great white throne judgment, you're going to be judged by your works. If you make it to the marriage supper, your works basically is going to be determine your reward. But don't think that you won't be chastised right now. Most High chastise you. And you can lose your salvation. Don't think you can't. So before I get into this, I just want to talk to you a little bit about these things for a couple minutes. Before I get into the actual scriptures like Isaiah 14 and 14, which is the reason why, like I say, all of the world's conflict stem from men trying to be God. It stems from the Isaiah 14 and 14 complex. I will be like the Most High. That's what the King James says. But I like the New American Standard Bible version when it says, I will make myself like the Most High. That's like a better translation of that verse. And that's why I study from the New American Standard Bible. And for all of you King James only, let me just tell you this. Back in the, first of all, the Puritans are not the standard. In fact, I'm not racist towards whites, but no white person from the 1700s especially is etched in stone when it comes to doctrine, because all of them went along with that slavery. The only ones that didn't was people like Wilberforce. There was a couple real believers, but most of them was going along with it and was doing, they had their own slaves and was doing the nasty with their slaves too. And then after they do the nasty with their slaves, they want to talk about how devout they is. Kind of like people now. You devout after you get off. You devout after the sin is committed. All along the way towards the sin, the Holy Spirit, the Most High, very own Spirit, was giving you a way out. You wouldn't take the way out. You wanted to get that sin fulfilled. That's what people do. And it's hand in hand with today's lesson, power. You want power. All these people on YouTube just creating their own doctrines. On Blog Talk, creating their own doctrines with no research, no evidence to prove what they teach to be true. I don't care what you drive. I don't care how many members you got. None of that means you preaching truth. None of that means you preaching truth. In fact, I will venture on to say that the devil, he, she, self, probably has more preachers than the Most High has. The devil, he, she, self, the transgender that it is, guaranteed to have more doctrines than the Most High has. And he definitely has more religions than the Most High has. The Most High ain't even with that religious stuff. He said your ceremonies trouble me. You got people out there that's keeping the Sabbath, but that's all they do. And you keep them the Sabbath, but you went from being family this, family that, to now it's like you distance yourself completely from your family. Now, if you had the power of the Most High God in you, like you say, why you got to distance yourself? Why you got to distance yourself? Scared you're going to sin? That's what I don't get. People distancing themselves, they light supposed to be shining in the darkness. They distancing themselves, though. You got to keep a distance. Power on these jobs. You ever notice how a lot of these lesbians and homosexuals are going for supervisor positions lately? Now, like, y'all know my view on this. My view on this is I don't try to force anybody to live a righteous life. If you want to go to hell, hell does exist, and you will be in there if you so choose to be. But if you want to go to hell, go. See ya. Bye. Holla at you. That's you. Me, I didn't want to, so I didn't. I changed the way I was doing so I wouldn't. I changed what I was doing so I wouldn't because I didn't want to go. Now let's get into a little bit into this content. Okay. Isaiah 14 and 14. It says, I will ascend above the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High power. This is what people are doing, trying to make themselves like the Most High. You have people out there saying, I am God in reference to themselves. They even saying the black woman is God. And I don't believe this either. Some good black women. Mentally good, spiritually good, physically they look good. Some of them. Nobody's ugly, but some people just, it comes together for some people more than others. Sorry. It's just the truth. You got people saying if they God, everybody wants to be God. This is the center point for all conflict in the world. Within all of us, all of our souls knows what God is. But the problem is, all of us don't understand what he is. Because the mind often goes against the soul because of the eyes and ears. Our eyes and ears see things and hear things that bring spiritual confusion. This is why you got people thinking they can do whatever they want to do on the earth. And when they die, they say, he went to a better place. She went to a better place. Demons use this trick often on believers. You start out hungry for righteousness, sincere in your preaching, and you end up flat out trying to control others. You end up a Jezebel. Like Jezebel. Remember, what y'all don't know about the untold story about Jezebel is, remember this. It says that she calls herself a prophetess. See, she started out one way and ended up another way. Power is defined by the dictionary, the ability to do something or act in a particular way, especially as a faculty or quality. Power is abused by governments. The fact of the matter is this. All, or if not close to all, the governments in the world are working together. They're part of the same group. They're working together. They frame people, kill people, lie on people. They got their news people who will tell lies, false stories. Abuse of power. They keep certain things from being viewed and heard on the television. They had their little false puppet preachers on channels like ABC. And first of all, if you on ABC, NBC, CBS, talking about the Bible, I already know you're false. You might as well just go on with that. I already know you're false. If they willing to put you on those channels, those regular station channels, it's a given that you're false. So again, power is the ability to do something or act in a particular way, especially as a faculty or quality. Power is abused by governments. They know they have hundreds of thousands, even millions of people behind them. So they do whatever they want. Kind of like that kid that is wimpy when he by himself, but a tough guy when he with all his friends. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 8 and 18 that the Most High gives us the power to get wealth. Now, that's another point of this series. Okay. It says he gives us the power to get wealth. Why are spiritual people so broke? Because this power that is from the Most High is a spiritual power. It's not an earthly power. It's a spiritual power. Now, people pray, and it's perfectly fine to pray to the Most High about your earthly things. But after you're done praying, you need to act. If you want more money, you need to act. You need to act. Hold on 1 second. I just got to get some more content. Just give me a second. So, again, I want to say it to you again. Power, the ability to do something or act in a particular way, especially as faculty or power is abused, like I said, governments abuse power. Now, I went to Deuteronomy 8 and 18 for a reason, because it says, the Most High gives us the power to get wealth. Why are spiritual people so broke? Because this power that is from the Most High is a spiritual power, and it's not an earthly power. You have to act. You got people that basically they think that they can give and pray their way into wealth, and you can't. And there's nothing wrong with desiring to be wealthy so you can help others, or if your motive, whatever your motive is, right. If it's right. So this power that comes from the Most High is a spiritual power. The Bible says God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Sanctification of the spirit and belief of the truth. And you have to understand that he's more concerned with the spiritual aspect of us than he is the earthly aspect of us. He'll help us through life, but he wants us to put our spiritual before the earthly. And this means that you don't let people lead you into no type of sins. Power. God does not give us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. He don't give us the spirit of fear. That means you have to be like, well, I'm not having sex with you. So if you leave, that's you when you're not married. You have to be like, well, some guys say this to women. They'd be like, well, now you with me, you want to stop having sex. And you tell him, now I'm with you, I'm saved. So sometimes that's how it happens. Like a woman gets saved and she has every right to return to what she should have did in the first place. Money comes from work. Life comes from the Most High. When you go to him, do not pray merely for earthly money to come. Notice who benefits, preachers. We pray. Now, I want to show you something. You're supposed to pray against spiritual wickedness that will stop money from coming, that will stop spiritual blessings from coming. See, one reason why I would love to fellowship in these churches, I would absolutely love it. But here's the thing, being a prophet of the Most High, it's like I'll just be sitting there critical. Because a lot of these guys, they just not versed enough to teach me the Bible. And that's not, you say, well, he arrogant. No, I'm not. It's just a fact. These guys, they spend all their time traveling, trying to talk to people. How much time did you spend in the Word for yourself? How much time did you spend in the Word for your wife and your kids? And I'll admit myself. Yeah, no, I ain't got no problem with admitting fault. Admitting wrongdoing. I don't have no problem with it. But I, too, need to put forth more time and effort into my spiritual life, praying, meditating on the Word, meditating on the purpose and the plan of the Most High, meditating on how I'm going to fulfill His righteous desires for my life. Because He gives me power. All these people talking about they saved and stuff, and you flirting. You flirt. You ain't saved enough to stop flirting. You flirt. You flirt. You're wearing shirts where people can see your cleavage. You at work. You a dude. You've been working out. You wearing muscle shirts to work. Flirting. You at work telling her how to handle her husband. And your wife is at home and you don't even know how to handle her. Huh? Huh? See, everybody wanna talk. Everybody wanna talk, but let me enlighten you on myself, and I'm about to close this up. One thing about me is I made it up in my mind when I was a kid that whatever I'm with, I'm with. I'm gonna keep it real. Cause that little fake stuff ain't never been me. I just don't believe in acting fake. You know, you got people that come to church and they running around the church, but they was running around the couch last night chasing themselves some tail. But now you running around the church and that tail didn't have your ring that you went and bought. See, that's the kind of stuff I got a problem with. I got a problem with it. Because these same people, the minute they see me with a beer, the minute they see somebody with a Powerball ticket, the minute they see somebody doing any of those things that they think they've mastered is not even found in the scripture, with your Christmas, Easter celebrating self, your Sunday dead, the sun, solar deity going to church having self. Always got your mouth open in judgment, and you do everything that God don't like. That's what's crazy to me. Power. They say, I will be like the Most High. No, you won't. If you want to know the end of the story, go to Revelation, read chapters 12 through 20, and see, is he going to be like the Most High? And if you're a pastor, your job ain't to lord over these people. Your job is to help them find truth. They can find it themselves, but your job is to help them find it and to show them how they're supposed to be living out those truths and to give them a purpose that will make their communities better. Not your job to lord over them. Definitely not your job to get in their pants. You're a punk. Sorry, I had to put some slang in there. If you are basically lean people, you masquerading like you're a man or a woman of God, but you lean people right smack dab into trouble. Power. The only power you're supposed to be exercising is the power that the Most High gives you. Love and a sound mind. Sound mind. Sound mind. You can get off crack with a sound mind. You can get off meth with a sound mind. You'll get delivered from homosexuality and lesbian with a sound mind. If you're still a homosexual, if you're still a lesbian, if you're still in that lifestyle, then you have not experienced the power of God, because he doesn't give you the spirit of fear. He's not the author of confusion either. He gives you love and a sound mind. A sound mind. You got these guys. Now, keep in mind, I'm going to tell you the truth. Your average white Caucasian has many offenses towards blacks, but I still don't hate them. I don't hate them, per se. I don't. But you got guys that they saying, well, God is showing us this. God's showing us that. Amon-Ra this, Israel like that, and they hate white people. I don't hate white people. I think we need to be separated from them, eliminate brainwashing, get our equal share, blah, blah, blah. You'll hear me talking about this stuff all the time. But if I was to be a hater, a person that hates them, then the power of God is not working in me. Because I already made up my mind. Right now, I'm going after blacks, but then when it's all said and done, I'm going after everybody. And anybody that comes to me to learn the truth, I will teach them right now. They just won't be able to be directly involved if you're not black. Because when black people see other people, they start acting a fool. They start acting like they want to go against each other. Happens all the time. Happens all the time. White people are basically railroading Colin Kaepernick because of power. Power. They're at the top. They don't want to hear about their negativity. They don't want to hear about the negativity in the black community, because that's in the heart of a racist elitist. They're basically saying that somebody got to be at the bottom. And I guess it's us. That being said, I'm going to end with this. I'd like to thank those of you that will listen to this broadcast. Keep tuning in. Subscribe. And remember, you can help me by, if you see an ad on one of my podcasts, you can help me by purchasing those items, if it's some items that you like. That's how you can help this ministry. I'd like to thank all of you that will listen and keep tuning in for the last part of this broadcast, which is sex. Money leads to power, and power leads to sex. Money and power equals sex. That's why these preachers keep falling. They just ain't got the power that comes from the Most High. They got the power that comes from money, which leads you into trouble. We're going to talk about it real soon. Keep tuning in. Subscribe so you'll know when I do it. That's it.